and you knock a hole in it, you know, say a barrel of cider. Knock a hole in it, you put a little spout-shaped thing in there, and what do you call it? And you can turn, and you can turn it on and off, too. What do you call that little spout that you put in there?
Cut off.
Cut off.
And cut down.
What do you call a paper container that you bring home from the grocery store? It's usually full of groceries. What do you call that paper thing?
A paper sack. There you go. All
right. What do you call a large bag that's made out of real rough, loosely woven cloth? You find cold sometimes, potatoes come in them, you know?
Yeah.
What's that called?
It's called again. What'd you say?
It's a large, loosely woven cloth sack. It's made out of real coarse material, real rough material, but it's cloth. And you find potatoes come in it, and sometimes coal comes in it, and that sort of thing. What do you call it?
I call it the sack of potatoes.
No,
I
got one. What do you call the sack itself? Not the.
I don't know about sack. The man that has feet cannot buy it.
Well, do you have a well? Have you ever used the word burlap bag? Or you just call it a sack? What do you call it? Well, if you don't have a word for it, that's fine. That's all
right. I'm thinking about it because I was doing bite and they get that tape in his arm.
What do you call an instrument it's a musical instrument. It's got lots of little holes in it and you blow on it up and down and it makes a noise. What do you call that?
Call it a little drum. My boys play, my grandson play them.
No, it's something that you blow on. And it makes
you
a... Yeah, when you were a little boy, you played on a musical
instrument. A little harp.
Just a harp?
That's all I was out.
All right. What do you call a thing that you put in your mouth and you twang?
That one of those things.
What do you call it?
You know, thing was picked in your mouth and said, blow, I don't know what it is now. I'm too old, I can't.
That's all right.
Well, see, no, I don't know what it is.
All right. What do you call a thing for holding up boards for sawing that's used by carpenters? You know, it's kind of, well, let me draw you another picture.
Shouldn't I draw? You know, I always just
well, I'm just not very good at explaining that. What do you call that?
What?
Carpenters use it. This thing down here. And carpenters use it and put boards across.
Yeah, I've been not looked at.
What do they call that?
Call it a bench. You call it a little horse with laying plates on some too.
All right.
What are you talking about?
What do you call a thing that's kind of X-shaped? And you put logs up in the X, and then you can saw the logs off. What do you call that? You ever cut any logs or something?
Like
that?
No.
All right. What do you call a piece of playground equipment? Now you're gonna have to go way back in the back past times for this, because we're talking about playgrounds.
I don't know.
When it's a playground toy or a thing that children play on.
Yeah.
And it's a board that sits up on something and the kids balance back and forth on it like that. What do you call that?
I must tell you, I work a lot of day. I don't know. You want to get one side of it?
Yeah, and it just goes up and down like that.
Up and down. The kids on the easy end.
Yeah. What do you call that?
That's a little off. I don't know.
All right. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? You know, where you stick a stump up
and... I done that.
All right, what do you call that?
We call it merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round?
What do you call it?